Comparing ourselves to other people is just about one of the dumbest and most destructive things that we can ever do. Because get a revelation, God never meant for you to be like that other person. Yet we still all want to compare, don't we? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I love seeing other people be who God made them to be and do what God made them to do. Jesus means for us not just to drink in, but also to overflow lots. John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38. Whoever is thirsty may come to me and drink. If anyone believes in me, rivers of living water will flow out from their hearts. Yet all too often, we're put off by the fact that our overflow is so very different to the next person's. At a time when the lives of all of God's people were in peril, he intervened through Esther and her uncle Mordecai. In fact, Esther chapter 10, verse 3, Mordecai the Jew was second in importance to King Xerxes. He was the most important man among the Jews. His fellow Jews respected him very much because he worked hard for the good of his people and brought peace to all the Jews. Now, Esther and Mordecai were two very different people, and God called them to play very different yet equally important parts in saving his people. When we compare ourselves to other people, oh, I could never do that. The answer is, well, of course you couldn't. It's not what God made you to do. So whether you're Esther or Mordecai, or Fred or Mary, make no mistake, God made you with a very special purpose in mind. He entrusted you with gifts and abilities, and when you put them into action, let me tell you, for the rest of us, it takes our breath away. Be who God made you to be. Do what God made you to do. That's His Word, fresh for you today. Powerful stuff, the Word of God, isn't it? The power to change the way we see the world, and indeed, ourselves. That's why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the Fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.